Aloha, Herb. This is Uncle Bill at KAPULP. How are you this morning?
How you doing?
Just fine. And how's the weather over there?
It's pretty sunny.
Yeah, it is here too. Although we're suffering a lot of smoke from a fire right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
But anyway, you're coming over here for a concert in a few days, and I want to tell people about that real quick. At Don Quixote's International Music Hall, Wednesday evening at 7:30, come and see Herb Oda Jr. with David Kamakahi and John Yamasato for an unforgettable concert. And that will take place at, like I said, 7:30, Don Quixote's, located at 6275 Highway 9, downtown Felton. Tickets and reservations, call 831-603-2294. Okay, Herb, you have just finished your latest CD. When is that going to be released?
It's going to be released on September 18th officially, but I'm going to be, I'll have them with me on this at the performance.
Well, that's excellent. I expect it as such, as most entertainers work that way. Nice to get a little jump. I see a lot of new music on that CD. Is it all original?
There's five originals and seven cover tunes. Well, six covers and one traditional.
I see. And I also noticed that you have a very impressive list of guest musicians on that CD. And what was it like working with them and bringing them all together?
Well, I've known and respected these musicians for most of my musical career. Of course, Moon Kawakai from the Makassans. The Makassans and Ihao, I always state that other than my dad, they're probably the other reason why I'm playing music today. And of course, with I used to listen to Uncle Edward play all the time with Huyo Hana and his group Ikona, and we've always talked about recording together for the past 3-4 years, but it finally the opportunity came when the time our schedules were right, and it was able to happen. Chino Montero is a wonderful guitar player. He plays for Amy Hanai, Ali Gilliam, and Nathan and Barry, of course, Hapa. Nathan played bass for me, and Barry did a guitar solo for me. But it was very nice to see all these God-given talents. And their love for the music, and their caring and loving, willing to share with me, it was very special.
Yes, it had to be. Like I say, it's quite an impressive list, and I'm anxious to hear that CD. I understand you've been spending time down in Los Angeles with Daniel Ho. You've been working on a new ukulele instructional book?
I don't know if I'm able to say this, but it's actually finished, and it's going through the stages of printing right now, so it should be out soon.
That's good. Is this going to be a beginner's book, or what range are you shooting for with this one?
It's for the intermediate level players. The first book we had, Discovering the Ukuleles, were basically for the beginners. And the second book, it's called Exploring the Ukulele. And it's geared for the intermediate level.
Well, that sounds pretty good. And so then you have a little bit more work to do to get
it published. Excuse me, you know what? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Is this any better?
Yes.
Okay. I guess I got too far from them from my mic. I'll jam it down my throat. Okay, do you think this book could possibly be released? Is there any clue about that, or are you able to say?
To be honest with you, I really don't know. It's going to be on Daniel Creations, Daniel's company, again, and I think we're hopefully gearing for late October. November, maybe.
Oh, that sounds really good. See, after your show at Don Quixote's, you're going to go up to Redwood City to the Little Fox and then start working your way east, ending up in Grass Valley.
Right.
Then from there, you go back to the islands for a lot more gigs. And then you have a couple more shows back in Southern California. Then in November, you're coming back to our area with Nathan Avellao.
Yes.
That is totally awesome. Have you worked with Nathan on stage before?
No, I haven't. But like I mentioned before, he's a consummate musician, a wonderful bass player, wonderful guitar player, singer, vocalist. He's a very nice person also, and I'm looking forward to it. I really love his CDs and his work with Hapa, and it should be a good show. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I expect it to be a pretty phenomenal show myself. I have never been as impressed with anybody's bass playing as I am with him. And his vocals are just out of sight. He's just an incredible performer.
I mean, to be honest with you, his vocals are, to me, they're flawless.
Absolutely.
He has a great feel. He has great pitch, and when you watch him sing, it looks very effortless.
Yes, it is, and also his timing is impeccable.
Yes. Exactly.
He is very, very talented. So you're going to be working with David and John at
yes.
Don Quixote's, and that should also be a pretty special show. We haven't seen too much of you in this part of the coast this year. You've been pretty busy.
I've been... You know, of course, doing a lot of workshops with Kiyoki Kahomoko and his dad, Uncle George. Been traveling inner island here, going to Maui, the big island, performing with Kiyoki, and we just recently did a performance with Sonny Lim from mm-hmm. the Lim family. And... you know, I'm looking forward to. I always look forward to coming to California, and we have great people there and great people who really love the music and appreciate it.
Yes, there seems to be a pretty large support group for Hawaiian music and culture here in.
One thing I want to say is that. It's the first time that people on the mainland are going to be able to see John Yamasato perform with me. And for those of you folks that don't know, John Yamasato was a former lead vocalist for Pure Heart.
Right.
And I just talked to him yesterday. He's really looking forward to coming up and performing and... and share his music, and everyone knows that David is probably one of the most, how should I say this? When he plays, it is so clean, and he has great feel, and sometimes it makes me sick. But, David and I performed together at Hilton Hawaiian Village for the last 3 years, and it should be a fun show. David and John also performed together, so there's going to be a lot of interaction between the three of us, and It should be a fun show.
Yeah, I expect it to be pretty exciting myself. My only experience with John was a few years ago when he was part of Not Weavy, and he came over with David and Dennis and performed at our Polynesian Festival on the Wharf.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, Mike Ava was with him and did a sensational show for us.
Yeah, well, Not Weavy, geez, you have David, you have John, you have, of course, Dennis and Mike Ava. I mean, geez, what a lineup.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular.
What a group with these talented musicians joining forces to form one sound. And I've always liked Not Weavy.
Yes, I have too. And like I say, that was my first experience with them, but certainly not my last. Okay, we're getting down to the end of our little short time slot here, Herb. One more quick thing. You're going to be working with Keoki at his music and lifestyle workshop. Can you tell me a real quick message about that?
Well, Keoki started this last year, November of last year, and it's out in Paala Plantation. It's in Kau'u on the Big Island.
Right.
And it's a wonderful setting for people to come and enjoy a week in paradise, and of course learning slacky guitar, ukulele, Hawaiian language, hula, and of course eating. When you have the kaumokus there, you have to be prepared to eat. So
absolutely, there's a big
yeah, but it's a wonderful thing that Keoki is doing, and we have people coming in from the mainland, we have people coming in from the neighbor islands. One thing I can say that I know for sure is that once you leave there, you're going to be relaxed and you'll feel like you've gained a lot of friends, you know, because we all hang out together during that course of the week. So it's very special, and I hope more people will be able to experience that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be just an exceptional event, and I'm hoping to make it myself. Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing you Wednesday night.
Yeah, Uncle Barry, I haven't seen you in a while. I'm looking forward to seeing you and talking with you.
Well, great. Thanks a lot, Herb.
Okay, you take care now.
Okay, ahoy ho.
Ahoy ho. Bye.